With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
The value of an idea lies in the using of it. That's what Thomas Edison, the General Electric co-founder, once said. We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And business, we talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you won't want to miss. It's a live show. This week, we're talking about creating the right business climate. This week, we're joined by guest Rachel Cherney, Alderman Bob Fioretti, who's running for mayor, very special guest, and Ryan Bica of CD Peacock. And I will be sharing tips at the end of the show about how to dress professionally for your business climate, for your business environment. It's a live show. You won't want to miss a minute of it. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at TandemHR.com or call 630-928-0510. Once again, that phone number, 630-928-0510. You can call into the show with your questions, comments, and advice, 312-642-5600. We are taking your calls. It's a live show, 312-642-5600. Thrilled to be joined in studio by Rachel Cherney, the executive director of BNI Chicago, and you've got your own business. Rachel, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Well, welcome. So tell us, let's start with your business, because that's what the show is all about, entrepreneurship, because I believe that's what you were doing long before you started with BNI. So you're in the printing business?
I am. I own my own printing company. It's Rachel Street Press Printing and Marketing. And actually, I've got a pretty common story for BNI members. So I started out in BNI as a outside sales rep for a printing company, and I began to meet all the business advisors that you need. I met an accountant, a financial advisor, several different types of attorneys, and they gave me the confidence I needed to quit my job and become my boss's competitor. So I was in BNI for about a year, and I got pushed out of the nest and started my own business with the support of my BNI chapter, only to find out that BNI was a much larger network than just the 20 people in the room with me. There are over 170,000 members worldwide, and I've just been afforded so many amazing opportunities to grow my printing business and then get more involved in BNI in a regional and national level.
And we're going to be talking a lot about business climate during the show. We've got Alderman Bob Fioretti here, and he's going to be talking about creating the right business climate and why the city of Chicago can and should become that right place with the right policy improvements. But I want to talk to you about the adventure of becoming an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. Some might say that it's almost too challenging and just give up. Stop while you're ahead. What advice? I think you've proven those people wrong. What advice do you have for those naysayers that might be out there?
Well, the founder of BNI, he's a guy named Ivan Meisner, and he started the organization in 1985, so exactly 30 years ago. And I don't think it was him who first said this, but he says all the time, you can make money or you can make excuses, but you can't make both. And I think this time of year, the beginning of 2015, it's great to think about those excuses that you make. People often say networking takes too much time, maybe the economy is too bad for me to start a business. Whatever your excuse is, it's all about pushing through that. And I think that's something that Chicago allows you, this amazing ability. I don't think there's another city in the United States where I could have started a business at 22 years old and have it be successful and solvent 5 years later.
There's no question. You know, people can debate policy, and maybe we'll do a little bit of that during the show. People can debate policy, but the best thing going for us here is the people. The people of Chicago are amazing. And it's that ability to connect, the ability that everybody knows somebody, and it's literally 1 or 2 degrees of separation between anybody. So how have you used your network, your entrepreneurial contacts to help you in your personal business?
Well, in BNI, we have this philosophy. It's called giver's gain. It's our overarching foundation of the organization, and it's really about how can I help the people around me in my personal and professional network, because I know when one person is successful, we're all ultimately successful. When I think about my printing business, perhaps a client who usually orders 1,000 business cards only orders 500, and I ask, why are you cutting your order? They say, well, we're considering moving locations. Suddenly, it starts the wheels turning, and I know I've got a referral for a commercial realtor. I know I've got a referral for someone who does phone and internet. Maybe I ask them, are you expanding? So I've got potential jobs for people in my network. It's all about finding the interconnected nature of the businesses.
And now as a business owner, if I understand correctly, you're now in the good fortune of you actually have an employee now working for your printing and design business, which is really, really exciting. I mean, as I said before about the experience of becoming an entrepreneur, some people might say that is both a challenge and an opportunity. Mm-hmm. What do you consider it?
I think it's a mix of both. Depends on the day. Depends on the client I'm working with. But ultimately, it really comes down to viewing something. Is it a challenge or is it an opportunity? And it always, in my approximation, is that opportunity because you are in control. It's that make the excuse or make the money. You are in control of the outcome. And are you going to shy away from a piece of business or are you going to take that, make that business your own, and then spread it out among your contacts and really help take that from a piece of business for yourself onto all the other people in your network?
Well, you're doing what many of us, dream of doing, what everybody in our business environment here in Chicago should be striving to do, to hire their first employee and then your second and then your third and continue to grow your business, because that's what contributes to a strong business climate. So Rachel, again, we're talking to Rachel Cherney, the executive director of BNI Chicago and the owner of Rachel Street Press. Rachel, what's your advice to other young professionals that are out there that have an idea that want to turn it into a reality?
Well, first of all, don't make that excuse. Push past the fear and really dive into what you are passionate about. And also, it's all about systems and structure. You want repeatable systems, which is why I was attracted to BNI in the first place when I was that outside sales rep. You really want something that can continue to grow. So when I looked at the business that I was getting, I could cold call, I could join other networking groups, I could try and place an ad, but what it really came down to was referral-based business. And how do you consistently get referral-based business? So far, the most effective way I found is by joining this BNI chapter, and I highly encourage anyone listening who wants to grow their business, or even if they're just starting to think about having a business and they want to meet all those trusted advisors, to go and attend a meeting. We've got a full listing of all of our chapters at bnichicago.com. There really is no other way to get a clear vision of what that BNI meeting looks like until you sit down and experience it for yourself, because what you're going to find is it's different than typical networking. That walking into the room full of people and trying to hand out as many business cards as possible, you get the business cards back, and then you have to follow up with them. And you know how that goes. The cards slide further and further behind your desk into a drawer, and suddenly you don't remember where you met that person.
Rachel, how many members does the chapters of BNI in Chicago have?
We have over 300 members.
That's powerful. That's exciting. And how many chapters are there?
There are 16 chapters in Chicago and 7,000 worldwide.
That's amazing. And chapters in Chicago are everywhere. I remember when you and I got together for coffee a few weeks ago, you were telling me that there's one meeting going on here and they're looking for a venue, and this meeting's looking for a realtor and this one's looking for an accountant. So can you drop some names of some of the needs right now within the BNI chapters?
Yeah, of course. So we do have 16 chapters in the immediate Chicagoland area, and we only allow one person per profession in each group. A very hot spot that's open right now, we suddenly have an opening for a financial advisor in Rosemont. We've got some accounting openings in our Logan Square chapter, as well as contractors, tradespeople. Just about any business owner, salesperson, or person whose income is directly impacted by how smart they work and network is a great fit for a BNI member.
That's amazing. Once again, we're talking with Rachel Cherney of BNI Chicago and Rachel Street Press. Rachel, how can people get a hold of you if they want to learn more about the BNI experience, Giver's Gain, which is something we talk a lot about on this show? Perhaps join a BNI chapter or learn more about, you know, your services.
Yeah, of course. Well, you can connect directly with me at Rachel Cherney on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook, BNI Chicago, as well as our website, bnichicago.com. It's got a full listing of our chapters, as well as a lot of additional information about the organization.
And once again, contact Rachel Cherney at bnichicago.com. Rachel, thanks for joining us on the show. We'll continue to follow your experience of being in business and take your advice and information and hopefully spread it to the masses. Once again, you're listening to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at everettwealthsolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. That number again, 708-771-7777. After the break, we're talking with Alderman Bob Vieretti, who's running for mayor of the city of Chicago. We're going to talk a little bit about business climate. We're going to talk about his platform for small business, for jobs, for entrepreneurship in the city of Chicago. Excited to have that conversation. Later on in the show, as I mentioned, we're going to be talking about how to the right business dress, how to dress professionally. And as always, we're going to share some advice and information for you. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to Get Down to Business. This week on Tuesday, we've got a free LinkedIn session. We've got a speaker coming in from New York going to be talking about how to improve your LinkedIn profile, how to use LinkedIn to find a job, how to use LinkedIn to grow your business. You won't want to miss it. It's a free event taking place this Tuesday, and there's literally only 5 seats left. Get on my website, download the podcast from Get Down to Business, and find out who's going to be up next on the show. Once again, that website, download podcast at shalomklein.com. After the break, Alderman Bob Fioretti is on Get Down to Business.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Tom Bowman taking a look at traffic. Right now in Brookfield, we still have those incidents out there. 31st at Maple, we have some traffic lights that are out, and a down power line at Garfield and Grand, so watch out for those. Skokie, the traffic lights are not working at Toohey and McCormick, and then on the west side, Damon at Washington, we have an accident with entrapment. And 55 on the southbound side after US 6, we have an accident on the right shoulder. So watch out for those incidents as you're on the roads tonight. CTA has some irregular service on the Red Line. The Red Line trains are rerouted to the elevated tracks in the southbound direction between Fullerton and Cermak due to week-long maintenance on the subway tunnel. Normal service is expected to resume by 4 a.m. tomorrow. It's currently 39 degrees under partly cloudy skies in Chicago, dropping down to 28 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Get your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Unfortunately, we've finally awakened again to the conclusion that there are a bunch of terrorists in the world who want to kill us. Unfortunately, over 100 million Muslims on this earth agree that they're justified in doing so. It is merely a matter of time before they make another nightmare. And this time, it could be in this country. We can either stick our head back in the sand or do something about it. What do you think the hosts on this station want to do? AM 560, The Answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
C.D. Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at C.D. Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
Set sail with Newt Gingrich. Get aboard the elegant six-star Crystal Symphony for a spectacular seven-day cruise from New York to Montreal. And while you're on board, we'll offer stimulating seminars on politics with special guest Newt Gingrich. And we'll top it off with valuable insights on money and investing from Mark Skousen, John Ransom, and Chris Versace. It's the Politics and Your Portfolio Cruise, featuring historic ports of call, the royal treatment from one-of-a-kind Crystal Cruises, and up-close and personal experiences with our world-class panel of political and portfolio experts. Everything's included. Fine wines and adult beverages, onboard dining in elegant specialty restaurants, even your gratuities. We set sail September 13th through the 20th, and we're looking forward to seeing you. Don't wait for your chance to set sail aboard the Crystal Symphony from New York to Montreal with Newt Gingrich and our panel of investment experts.
Log on to politicsandyourportfolio.com. Politicsandyourportfolio.com. Once again, politicsandyourportfolio.com.
We're back on the show that is all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. If you're listening to Get Down to Business, I'm your host, Shalom Klein. So perfect intro talking about business climate with Rachel Cherney to our next guest and our next subject. We're talking with Alderman Bob Fioretti, who represents the second ward of the city of Chicago and is running to replace Rahm Emanuel as mayor. Alderman, welcome to the show.
Great to be here. Thank you very much.
So let's jump right into it. You want to create the right environment for people to work in Chicago, for people to live in Chicago, for people to play in Chicago. What do you think that will take?
Well, I think it takes, first of all, I think we have to look at education. That becomes the way that we need to, where it all begins. And that's how we have jobs. You don't have prosperity. You don't have a good quality of life unless we commit to a top-notch education for all of our children in the city. And at the same time, the city really hasn't been committed as much as we believe in the last 4 years to that. So we need to reinvest in our schools to start really a cycle of prosperity and strength within our neighborhoods. And that leads us to good families and good neighborhoods then.
Right now, the hot topic is an elected school board. Are you in favor?
Yes. I've been, in fact, since when I first ran for alderman, I've been in favor of an elected school board. That was way back in 06. I was running for an 07 to be sworn in. And I ran because I looked at what was happening in our educational system, and I saw an article in the Chicago Tribune that said 6 out of every 100 African-American kids make it through college. I just thought the numbers were so low that somebody has to do something and make sure we can do it better.
Why is Mayor Emanuel not caving on this issue? Why does he want to appoint a school board?
I don't know. That's a good question, because I think sometimes they see so much power and democratically elected boards are not to be feared. In fact, just before we started, we were talking about one individual I know who's on a school board up there in your area. Every other school board system in the state of Illinois is an elected school board. I don't think there's anything to fear from it.
Right now, just last week, actually, Governor Bruce Rauner was inaugurated as the new governor of the state of Illinois. Everybody knows that Bruce and Rahm have a friendship. Some might say that Rahm is in a position to benefit from that relationship, from a strong relationship with the governor. What do you say to that?
Well, first of all, I think I'm not sure if he's going to benefit or if he's going to kowtow to what happens from what the governor tells him. Let's not forget, when he took his leave from the White House way back when, and not the first leave, he went to one of the Rauner's companies and made $18 million in a short period of time. Not a bad deal, less than a year and a half or so. I think all of us would love to have that same deal. So I'm not sure who's going to benefit from which relationship and how.
Do you think Rahm Emanuel relates well to most challenges that residents of the city of Chicago have?
I think he relates fairly well to the 1%. And so after that, we'll see.
So the needs of residents and business owners, after all, this is a show about small business, are many, and they're across the board. For many people are, you know, there's folks that are struggling to put food on the table, struggling for basic needs. For others, there's other needs. There's crime, there's safety. Let's talk about crime and safety. What do you believe can be done differently?
Well, first of all, I do believe that we need additional 500 police officers. I think we can find that in the budget now. 2 years ago, a group of us did find it in the budget. They had a 5-minute hearing. They said, well, when we need it, we're going to pull it up, and they never did. We see the numbers escalating on crime and on the shootings in the city of Chicago, and we really have to cut down on that. On the north side, we have a serious crime problem. In the month of December, I can't remember exactly how many people were killed, but it was huge again. 250 maybe people shot in the city of Chicago. But four shootings and murders stick out. There was a young man killed near Loyola. Student there, a young man near Truman College who was starting his job and unloading or loading into a car some material. a 31-year-old father at getting off of work from, a fast food place, getting onto a bus or off of a bus at Ogden and Western. And then, of course, somebody was killed over a jacket, a 15-year-old over at State and 63rd Street. So crime is a problem throughout the city, and we have to address it to make sure that we have a safer city, especially for small businesses, which are the backbone. You know, we talk about the big companies and the corporate headquarters and the people that work, but it's the small businesses such as Rachel, what she has, and those are the ones that we have to protect. We have to find tax breaks for them. We have to make sure that they have access, good permits, quick permits, because, you know, sometimes there's not a lot of money that people are investing in small. When I say not a lot of money, it's all their fortune that they have that they're investing in their businesses. So we have to make sure that they're successful.
Well, you're touching on something that relates directly to me. I'm also in business, deal with a lot of businesses. And the one thing that everybody tells me and that I've experienced directly is the, for lack of a better term, the bureaucracy that takes place, the time that it takes, the number of hurdles that you have to go through, and the dysfunction often that takes place in city government. It's very unfortunate, and it keeps businesses away. What would you do to change that?
Well, I think we need somebody in terms of the business offices to make sure that we have a set program and how quick we can get through on permits. It really is staggering when I have people that come in on my ward night, and I have ward nights on Monday nights, and I hear from people not just in my ward and the new second ward, but throughout the city. And somebody is coming in, starting a small business, such as maybe what Rachel has, but they needed some permits. They have been paying rent for quite a period of time, and the permits haven't been able to get through. I pick up the phone on a Tuesday, and then the next day on Wednesday, they're granted. You have to really shake your head and wonder, what were these permits doing on somebody's desk for all this period of time? Why couldn't they have been granted a much quicker period of time? We need to foster not only for good green businesses, but for small businesses on how we expedite that process and they can get through right away.
In business, we say it's not what you know, it's who you know, and that's the power of networking. Rachel talked about that before, but it shouldn't necessarily be that way for business. When a small business wants to open, in my opinion, we should have tiers. We can potentially have a micro business, somebody that's just starting out a business. They need all the support that they can get to that point, like Rachel, that they can hire their first employee. You know how hard that is? And to go through the bureaucracy, I realize that the city wants to and needs to support big businesses and the big incubators like in 1871. We need to show a ton of support. What about the micro businesses? What about those tiny businesses that are trying to get off the ground floor? What are we going to do for them?
Well, you know, when you talk about 1871, as the many a time that I've gone through it and been up there in the merchandise market, I always wonder, are we achieving and helping really small businesses? You know, we have small incubators throughout the city, but we need to really place them in our neighborhoods. I'll probably use the wrong number. Blue 1647, I think, is one that's in Pilsen. But something like that is an incubator we should be using in a lot of neighborhoods throughout the city. And I think it would foster development, foster small businesses, and help them out. You know, we do have a lot of laws on the books. Sometimes it's quite confusing. From state laws to federal laws. You know, the one problem that really exists is and we need to find ways to help foster and support our small businesses. For every 10 businesses that are incorporated tomorrow, a year from now, only one of them will be around. And so we have to find the reasons on why those other 9 have failed. What were the reasons? Was it capital? Was it just not a sufficient business plan, inability to move forward, networking, finding the right kind of contracts? But we should be helping them across the board. Well, especially city government, and as you started off, that it's who you know. Yes, I think, as Rachel said, especially from networking, that's always great to help move things along, expand businesses. But city government should be, and all government should be, fair across the board. Help businesses, help them and move them along and make sure, when I say move them along, make sure they have the right permits. Make sure if they're small, maybe we shouldn't be charging fees for them. Maybe we should find tax-free incentives for a number of years. And then when somebody like Rachel hires a new employee, maybe for the first couple of years that she is tax-free on certain areas, that would foster her own growth.
Well, we're talking with Bob Fioretti, who represents the Chicago Second Ward, running for mayor. We've got to take a quick break in a few seconds, but Bob, would you commit to helping city contracts go to micro businesses if you were elected as mayor?
Oh, yes. In fact, on Friday, I rolled out a business economic development that said that we should be looking at that. We should be unbundling all of our major big contracts to help small businesses.
Well, once again, we're talking with Alderman Bob Fioretti, running for mayor of the city of Chicago. We're talking about his small business platform. He would commit to helping micro businesses get those city contracts, and there are a lot of them. After the break, we're going to continue the conversation. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
Ever since the November election, we watched the president of this country push us harder and harder to the left. Let's release more terrorists at Gitmo. Let's get everybody across our border, then take care of them once they're here. Let's continue to decimate the military, even as terrorists are on the rise. Let's say we're going to wipe out ISIS, when in fact, we're merely pretending to play that game. What are we going to do about it? Keep listening to this station. We'll get the answer. AM 560, The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. The Seattle Seahawks have done it again in overtime.
Wilson toward the end zone. It is caught! Seattle's going to the Super Bowl! Jermaine Kearse!
Courtesy Fox Sports, final Seahawks 28, Green Bay 22. They'll play the winner of tonight's contest between the Patriots and the Colts. Nobody hurt, nobody home at Vice President Biden's Delaware House Saturday night when gunshots went off.
The Secret Service heard those gunshots and the car got away. The Vice President and Dr. Biden were out to dinner at the time, but local police quickly set up a perimeter and came across a suspicious man about 30 minutes later. Here's what Newcastle County, Delaware police are saying. Quote, while on scene, officers contacted and detained a male subject. The individual was not charged in relation to the shooting.
Fox's Peter Ducey, Fox News. We report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Tom Bowman, taking a look at traffic in Brookfield. Those two incidents are still going on. The traffic lights are still out at 31st and Maple, and there's still a down power line at Garfield and Grand, so watch out for that if you're traveling in Brookfield. On the west side, Damon at Washington, we have a crash with entrapment. Then the southwest side, 26th at Kedzie, we have another accident reported out there. Some irregular service on the Red Line. Red Line trains are rerouted to the elevated tracks in the southbound direction between Fullerton and Cermak Chinatown due to weekend-long maintenance work in the subway tunnel. The Red Line is using the Brown Line tracks north of the loop, the Lake and Wabash sides of the loop, and the Orange Line tracks south of the loop. Allow additional time on all elevated trains around downtown. Normal service is expected to resume tomorrow morning. It's currently 39 degrees under partly cloudy skies in Chicago. Dropping down to 28 tonight with partly cloudy skies. Get your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call. R.B. Hayward Company at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com. How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with intimacy. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-853-5621. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-853-5621. That's 1-800-853-5621. Call 1-800-853-5621.
We are continuing our conversation with Alderman Bob Fioretti, who's running to replace Rahm Emanuel as Chicago's mayor. So we sort of jumped into that discussion about small business. Bob, you mentioned that you want to support small businesses, want to help businesses get to the next level, but we sort of just glossed over who you are. So why do you think that, that you should become the next mayor of the city of Chicago?
Well, first of all, I love this city. I love the city of Chicago, and I think we've been headed in the wrong direction in the last 4 years, if not before. I've stood up in the city council for the people of my ward. I've had a very aggressive agenda, and I also lead the progressive vision of this city in the city council. And I think those are reasons that we ought to look at. Do we want to have the same kind of career politicians leading this city, or do we want a new direction? It's as simple as that.
How's the campaign going so far?
I think it's going great. Wherever we go, whichever neighborhoods we're in, we're welcomed and we're recognized, and people come up and they're going to say they're going to vote. They want change. And so I think we, you know, if we had $11 million, which I think is an obscene amount of money, they've already, I think between the candidates out there, the current mayor spent over $4 million in TV ads. Just think he could have probably won every police officer's vote by giving $3 million to the police who need $3 million more to have vests for all of them. And he could have used $2 million to open up the mental health clinics in our that he closed. And those probably would have won most, if not all, the votes in the city of Chicago.
And you've been calling for debates for a while, but now debates are finally happening.
Yes.
So what are the core differences between you and not just Mayor Emanuel, but the other candidates running for mayor?
Well, I've been in the trenches. I've worked hard. And like I said, I do have, I've been leading the progressive agenda here in the city of Chicago, on the floor, in the council, and I stand up for the people of this city. And I want to make sure that we get in a progressive agenda that gets Chicago working again in all neighborhoods.
So let's talk about that. What does progressive mean to you? People span the spectrum politically. It's not Democrat. It's not Republican. I think you're running for everybody's vote. What does progressive mean for you?
Well, I think it's an inclusive agenda. Make sure that everybody is included and nobody's excluded from it. I think it means that we have good, we have safe streets and strong neighborhoods. And it's a way that government is not taxing our ways out of issues. It's by creating the small businesses, helping them along, unbundling all these major contracts, that we have access for businesses, that they can have access to jobs, to contracts, and opportunities, not just for the Loop, but for neighborhoods across our city. We need to create businesses and work hubs that provide opportunities. And I think that's what a progressive agenda is all about.
The current debacle with the red light cameras, it's been in the news repeatedly. What are your thoughts?
The sooner we abolish them, the better it is.
That's good. That's a short and sweet answer. The parking meter deal, that wasn't under our current mayor, but former mayor, Mayor Daley. What are your thoughts on that matter?
Well, actually, it is under the current mayor. He revised the a deal. This time, there were a significant amount of votes against it. The mayor, I know, has already put out something that I did vote for the parking meter when it was, happened. It was the only budget I ever voted for under Daley. And I have been meeting with a group of attorneys, and I think I've got a good core group that can look at undoing the deal. This mayor refused to do it in a lawsuit, and I think that's what led to the dismissal of the lawsuit against the parking meter deal. But when I am mayor, I am going to be looking at all these privatization deals and see what we can do to bring them back.
Are the votes there for a runoff election?
Oh, I think there will be. I think the mayor is, you know, when you have to raise so much money in a city that's not that big, and we have, you know, and New York has caps, and he's I think, three times over them, you have to wonder what is the issue here. And why? And so much money, again, going into media, going into destroy people. You know, a super PAC was created with over $2 million to destroy eight aldermen by him. He has to be worried on more levels. Democracy and people that criticize people or criticize programs is good for a healthy debate for everybody in the city and in the region.
Well, as we said before, Chicago, and as you just said a moment ago, Chicago's a small city, a big city, but small, with connected people, people that care about each other, people that try to help each other, and that's what you're hoping to do if you're elected as the next mayor. And you seem to be everywhere. You're running around, you know, so fast, running from event to event to event, and we're just thrilled that we were able to have you on the show. So, Alderman Bob Fioretti, how can people get a hold of you?
BobFioretti.com, which is F-I-O-R-E-T-T-I. We have a good campaign headquarters. We've got several opening up across the city. You can see it and come in and volunteer. Get involved. This is a movement. We don't have the big special interest monies that some one candidate does. We also don't have a private fund that we can just write $1 million out of our paycheck, out of our pocketbook, or we don't have the special interest donors as the mayor does, which is very limited, but they are giving huge contributions to a mayoral race at this time. But we've had over 700 donors at this point, or just around there, from people all around the city. So it's a great, it's good to see, it's good to hear. Today I was on the south side, I was on the west side. You know, when I listen to people and listen to their concerns and try to find ways that we can help them, that's what politics is all about.
That's right. BobFioretti.com. Thank you, Bob Fioretti, for joining us on Get Down to Business. After the break, we're talking with a small business or a growing business, CD Peacock. We're talking with Ryan Bika. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Tom Bowman, taking a look at traffic. Right now in Brookfield, we have two incidents going on. 31st at Maple, we have some traffic lights out. Then Garfield at Grand, we have a down power line, so watch out for those if you're traveling in that area tonight. On the west side, Damon at Washington, we have an accident reported, as well as one on the southwest side, 26th at Kedzie. All your area expressways and tollways are running delay-free right now. CTA does have some delays on the red line due to a reroute on the elevated tracks in the southbound direction between Fullerton and Cermak Chinatown due to a weekend-long maintenance work in the subway tunnel. Normal service is expected to resume, however, tomorrow morning. It's currently 37 degrees under partly cloudy skies in Chicago, dropping down to 28 tonight with partly cloudy skies. Get your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
CD Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at CD Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com. CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Napa know-how!
It's Secret Santa time, and you drew Carl. He loves kitten videos, talking about kittens, and drives a tiny car that looks like one. Carl needs to man up. So get him a quality 7-piece Evercraft combination wrench set at Napa for only $9.99. $9.99 for wrenches to take those ridiculous kitten ears off his car. Hopefully. Conquer the job with Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 12/31/14.
You're listening to the show that is all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. That's why we've got Ryan Bika of CD Peacock on Get Down to Business with us. Ryan, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me again.
So, CD Peacock, tell us what you guys do.
Well, we are Chicago's oldest jeweler. We specialize in high-end timepieces as well as fashionable jewelry. And then we also have a list of services that we provide all of our clients, from jewelry repair to watch services to even corporate sales services, which is what I manage.
So where are your locations?
We are located in, we are located in Northbrook Court. We are located at the Old Orchard Mall. We are located at Schaumburg at the Woodfield Mall and also in Oak Brook at the Oak Brook Mall.
And this week we are talking all about business climate. We're talking about creating the right environment for business. I'd love to hear, there's so many jewelers that are out there. Why CD Peacock? What makes you guys stand out above perhaps your competition?
Well, one of the things that really stands out with CD Peacock is the fact that we've been around for 178 years. So we have a long list of clients that we deal with and the heritage with the company. And the fact that, you know, we are still a small business, but we believe in really taking care of the clients that walk in the door and truly giving them a wonderful experience when they walk in.
So in your role, you deal with a lot of business. You deal with a lot of people. Tell us a little bit about what does corporate sales, what does that mean?
Well, with corporate sales, what we are doing is we are working with companies to provide their employees recognition gifts, whether it be a 5, 10, or 15, 20-year anniversary with a company. We give them a list of items that a company could possibly give to their employees. And also dealing with companies just for their everyday gift needs. Today, it's so important that everybody be recognized, everybody be rewarded, and it makes a company look really good to be able to give wonderful gifts to their employees.
Well, that's great advice. Next week, we're actually talking a lot on the show. The theme of the show is about how to attract good people, but the unwritten statement in that line is, how do you retain good employees? So, Ryan, tell us a little bit about some of the projects that you've worked on recently. What sort of gifts have some of your clients given to their employees recently?
Anywhere from engraved Mont Blanc pens. We have a firm that will give Mont Blanc pens that are engraved with the individual's name or initials on the body of the pen, to customize engravings on the back of Rolex timepieces to mark a award of time that they've been with the company. Those are two things that have come to mind recently. Plus, we've also done customized employee logos and turned them into cufflinks for a couple of different companies in the Chicagoland area.
For listeners of Get Down to Business owners that might be tuning in right now, What is the minimum number of items that you guys can typically take care of, whether it's for a gift to a client or maybe even a vendor or for employees?
Depending on what it is, usually we look at it on a case-to-case basis. As being a small company, we do not want another small company to think that we cannot take care of them. So we normally look at about 5 pieces minimum, but we just did something that was about 100 pieces for a company. But that's, you know, here and there. We're very lucky to have that relationship with this particular company. But we look at about 5 pieces. If it's something custom, we may ask for a little bit more. But we want to work with everybody.
And you guys are involved in community. Tell us about some of your recent networking efforts that you, Ryan, have been out and about in the community for.
We have been, you're right, we have been. Recently, we were with the American Cancer Society, working with them in with the silent auction that they have completed. We are also working with every local chamber that our stores are within, just to get more involved in the community as well. And I believe in making partnerships everywhere that we are located in the Chicago area. So we work really close with the chambers. We work with local hotels to work with travel and tourism. And we're always looking for the next thing that we can really partner with and make a difference in our community.
Once again, we're talking with Ryan Bika of CD Peacock. Ryan is involved in the community. Ryan is the corporate sales manager and deals quite a bit with companies that are looking to reward employees, looking to give gifts to clients. And Ryan is also very involved in the community, and that's what this show is all about, community, creating the right business climate. Ryan, so you mentioned quite a few things that some of our listeners might want to get a hold of you for. How can people reach you at CD Peacock?
Well, my direct phone number is 630-570-4752. They can always go through our newly designed website at cdpeacock.com. There is a tab for services, and there's a tab for corporate services, which will then be directed to me. And then also, like I said, our phone number at 630-570-4752. I would give my email, but I think my last name is too complicated to spell out for everybody.
It's, once again, Ryan Bika, and I agree with you, Ryan. Let's stick to the website, cdpeacock.com. As you said, newly redesigned website, which is exciting, and networking is important, so reach out to Ryan, invite him out to one of your events. CD Peacock has been around in the Chicagoland area for a very long time, and I know firsthand CD Peacock is looking to get more involved, so reach out, cdpeacock.com, or Ryan, once again, your telephone number?
My phone number is 630-570-4752.
Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify@tandemhr.com. After the break, you're more business tips.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
Sports fans, tune in to Live in Sports, presented by Speakeasy Communicating, Inspiring Connecting, this Sunday night with Schaumburg Seminoles President Russ Gangler and play-by-play gaming expert Joe Panacchio. You'll be updated on everything newsworthy and entertaining in the world of sports. Tune in and listen as Russ and Joe share their personal stories and knowledge and take your calls for expert analysis, updates, commentary, and interviews. Catch Live in Sports this Sunday from 10 to midnight
right here on AM 560 The Answer. Brought to you by Park Lane Jewelry.
Check it out, it's the Terminator. Hey, when'd you get back, huh?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
Why are you so distant? Are you not happy to see me?
So what's the deal? You gonna get a job now or what?
Why are you being so jumpy? Put all that stuff behind you, okay?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org because we know where you're coming from. Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Great show. We talked with Rachel Cherney of BNI Chicago and Rachel Street Press. We spoke with Alderman Bob Fioretti, who's running for mayor. We just spoke with Ryan Beek of CD Peacock. And now it's time to find out your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the Big John and Amy Show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560. The Answer. Dressing for a job, an interview, an internship, a networking event is a source of anxiety for everyone at some point in their career. Every company and every event is different, so it can be nerve-wracking not knowing what the proper dress code is, what you can and can't wear. You want to make the best impression, of course, and your clothes say a lot about who you are. There's also the question of what season it is, what city you're working in, whether you walk to work or not, and whether you'll be sitting or standing most of the time, among many other concerns. That's a lot to think about. It's no wonder so many people feel frustrated with this kind of thing. I'm in business, and it seems like I give tips on this every other day. Over the next few weeks, I'll be sharing some tips on my website about different events and different ways to get ready for those events. You can find out about that on my website, shalomkline.com. Let me talk about the basics here today. When your boss tells you that a certain dress code will be mandatory at tonight's networking event, do you know what he or she means? Listen to this handy quick guide. There's three main types of business dress that you need to understand before we get into dressing for specific events. These are probably terms that you've heard before, but after listening to this, you should have a good understanding of what clothes work for what dress code. There's three types of dress codes: professional, business casual, and campus casual. Professional is the most conservative type of business wear. It's what you'll be expected to wear in the office if you work in accounting, finance, or other conservative industries, or if you just have a really conservative boss. For women, this means a business suit or pantsuit or dress and jacket. For men, professional dress means a business suit or a blazer, dress pants, and a tie. And you can shop for this type of clothing at Brooks Brothers and Taylor for women, Men's Warehouse for men, and, of course, Nordstrom. Business casual is the more relaxed version of professional dress, but it doesn't mean you're actually going to be casual. This is likely going to be your office dress code if you work in a semi-conservative workplace, but some interviews and events may also call for business casual. Basically, business casual is a shirt with a collar and or a sweater, khakis, dress pants, nice shoes for women. Women can also sometimes wear a moderate-length dress or skirt, and that means knee-length or longer. For men, business casual is a polo shirt, a shirt with a collar and a sweater, khakis, dress pants, and dress shoes. No ties typically required for this type of dress. And you can shop for business casual clothes at Banana Republic, look in the work sections. Eddie Bauer, look in the business casual sections. Campus casual is what you probably won't be wearing to work. This is the technical term for what you're probably wearing on the weekends. Jeans, t-shirts, flip-flops, sneakers. You may be asked to wear campus casual, some very informal, on career days or very, very casual networking events. And in general, you want to stay away from this in the workplace and err towards more conservative type dress. Now it's time for your networking tip of the week. In 2015, remember to network outside your comfort zone. Opportunity often comes from unexpected places. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at everettwealthsolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. Once again, that phone number is 708-771-7777. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510. That phone number, 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify@tandemhr.com. Once again, their website, tandemhr.com. And you can find out about all of my events. Lots of it, more advice about how to dress for business, how to network for business, and you could download podcasts and find out who's going to be up next week on Sunday at 6 p.m. on Get Down to Business. All that information is available on my website, shalomkline.com. shalomkalein.com. Check it out. You won't want to miss any of that information. Next week on the show, we're going to be continuing this conversation about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. To success, let's get down to business. Tune in next week, Sunday at 6 p.m. to AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years...